I'm going to talk a little bit about Macondo and the Gulf of Mexico. And the title of the talk, or the in the originally they said, let's talk about Gulf of Mexico economics. I think that becomes tougher and tougher to do because we still don't have a clue how we're going to proceed, right? So if I'm going to look at economic frameworks, I have to understand regulatory framework, which means how much is this going to cost me next year versus 2 years ago. And I still think we're a long way from that. And I'm going to talk to that, but I want to walk you through kind of our view of Macondo as we watch this thing every day and looked at detail, because in our business we care a lot about how Macondo impacted stock prices of the companies involved and maybe the companies not involved. And it was important for us to understand what was going on to help our clients kind of work through the minefield that was information and misinformation around what was happening at Macondo. So with that, I want to start out with a quote. And this is the only slide I'm going to read, so bear with me. It says, I encourage you to look at the correlation between well-run, successful companies and those who are most competent in safety. I underline this for emphasis. If you can get safety right, then you're likely to be very good at managing your operations effectively. Okay. It might surprise you that Lee Raymond, chairman of Exxon, said that in March of 2005, 2 weeks before the BP Texas City refinery. Now, Lee Raymond said this at an Exxon analyst day, and Exxon had an analyst day once a year, and every couple years, Lee Raymond would actually show up and present, and he had about 10 minutes. I think he had five slides. I think three of those five slides were on safety.